Welcome to the broadcast of the Bible Way Church of Atlas Road, where Daryl Jackson is our pastor. We're located at 2440 Atlas Road in Columbia, South Carolina, and we're glad you tuned in. We pray that today's message is a blessing to you. If you desire prayer, our ministers are available to pray with you. Give us a call at 803-776-1238 or call us toll-free at 1-888-776-1238. Today, Pastor Daryl Jackson shares the message titled, When You Go Through.
There is a word from the Lord. I wanted to dedicate this service to our dear sister, Sister Carolyn Briggs, who's at home. She's been out for the last couple of months, but she's getting better. Amen. And to Sister Carolyn Briggs, we love you. We miss you. Amen. For the last 2 weeks, God has given me an assignment to share the messages that encourages those of us who are going through something and to remind us why we are grateful in this year in which we are declaring that we are grateful for all things, thankful in all things. We want to just remind us again. So I invite you to a very special passage of Holy Scripture found in Isaiah chapter 43, verses 1 and 2, the New Living Translation. How many of you are looking for a right now word from the Lord? Amen. Thank you to our choir. Thank you to our worship and arts ministry for leading us into such a powerful and anointed worship experience. Isaiah 43, verses 1 and 2. Hear the reading of God's holy word. But now, O Jacob, listen to the Lord who created you. O Israel, the one who formed you, says, do not be afraid, for I have ransomed you. King James said, I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. I like this next part. You are mine. There's any doubt in your mind, go back and read this scripture. God says, you are mine. And here's where the subject is found. When you go through deep waters, I will be with you. When you go, somebody shout, through rivers of difficult, you will not drown. When you walk, somebody shout, through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you. And we ask God's blessings on the reading and the hearing of his holy word. Mother King, I didn't forget about South Carolina State. I know you. I've got some bulldogs in here too. Amen. Amen. I love Mother Betty King and Deacon Rev King. I would not be where I am if it had not been for them. So we thank God for you as well. For the next few moments, I want to speak to you from the subject that is lifted from the words of the text. In fact, the subject are the four words that are embedded in the text. And this is the subject. I need you to help me with this message this morning, okay? This is for you. Tell your neighbor, you picked the right Sunday to sit by me. If you don't like amens and touching and shouting, y'all picked the right Sunday to sit by me. Amen. Next Sunday, go find your bougie seatmate. If I'm too loud, amen, okay, right Sunday, amen. Here's the message, four words embedded in verse 2, when you go through. Woo. Look at somebody before you sit down and say, when you go through. Now clap those hands and take your seat, amen, amen. Amen. When you go through. Listen, there is a truth in life that says we all will at some point. Help me preach and tell somebody, at some point, we all will go through something. Somebody shout something. I don't care who you are, what title you have associated with your name, how great you may be, you all will, we all will, at some point go through something. In fact, I submit to you today that the truth is we all are going through something right now. Right now, look at somebody, say, don't act cute, you too. We all are going through something right now. Country folks say, right now. Right now, we are all going through something. Whether you want to admit it or not. Listen to what Job says in Job chapter 14, verse 1. Having lost everything, Job had everything and lost everything. He writes these words that are recorded in the New King James Version. Man who is born of a woman is of a few days and full of trouble. Listen to how one of the modern translations put it, the New Living Translation. It says, and I quote, how frailed is humanity? How short is life? How full of trouble? And somebody ought to say amen. If you live long enough, you will encounter adversity, hardships, and trouble in life. Amen? Some of us are dealing with it right now, but it has not stopped our praise. It should not stop your gratitude. In fact, some of us, as we speak, are dealing with grief. Am I right about it? We are dealing with grief. Grief is real. It is a part of life. I said to somebody the other day, they said, what is the worst part of life? I said that perhaps one day it's over. And you have to deal with the process of the end of life. It's hard. If you've ever had loved ones who've transitioned, it is hard. And we all deal with grief. There is no one under the sound of my voice who have not had to bury somebody you love. Am I right about it? Look at somebody and say, it is life. Hard, but it's life. While others of us are facing and dealing with sickness, others are struggling with financial difficulties. It's real. Others are dealing with failed relationships and broken hearts. While others, and I said this morning at 8, this is particularly relevant to my young adults that are in here, somehow find themselves disappointed that life hasn't turned out the way they had hoped that it would. The enemy has a way of kind of reminding us falsely, that is, that other folk are doing much better than we are. And it is problematic in the social media age because you judge your status by how other folk post about their status. Everything that they post doesn't have to be true. And in the age of AI, you can make anything look good. Amen. Anybody can look gorgeous on social media. Anybody can look good now. And so we sometimes look at others, compare ourselves with others, and say, I should be better off. should be further along than what I am now. But the devil is a liar. Ooh, I still believe that the best is yet to come. Amen. In fact, the last series of this year, I'm doing a message, grateful for what is to come. Sometimes we got to give God a praise because we know better is on his way. Ooh, something good is coming our way. So we all deal with pain. One of my favorite, more recent quotes is something that I discovered, a quote that says, our pain reminds us that we are alive. Pinch yourself, and if you can feel it, you ought to thank God. If you wake up with a headache, you ought to thank God that you woke up. Oh, who am I preaching to? We complain about the headache and not grateful that we woke up. But every time I feel pain, I say, Lord, it could be worse. I could be down underneath the dirt as opposed to above the dirt. And so if there's breath in my body, I've got a reason to praise God. It may not go the way I want, but I thank God anyway. Uh-oh, this is the praise test. Is there anyone in here that's grateful this Sunday morning for the fact that God woke you up this morning? There are many who went to bed last night, did not wake up this morning. Somebody say, but God. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Pain reminds me that I am still alive. However, my brothers and sisters, unfortunately, in our society, we have been made to believe that if we are people of faith, we are believers, that we should not have to go through as much as what we are going through. If we have a relationship with God, then things ought not be this hard. We've been made to believe that by the enemy. The enemy plays tricks in our minds because the enemy knows if I can steal your optimism, if I can steal your joy, if I can steal the hope that you have that better days are coming, by and by, then I can have you where I want you. But everybody goes through something. There is nothing further from the truth than the fact that we don't have to go through anything. Look at somebody, say, the devil is a liar. The real question today is not if we will ever go through something. Help me preach and say, that is not even a question. The real question is, how will we deal with it when we do? How will we come out on the other side? Can we go through and come out shouting, praising God? The song said, how did you feel when you came out of the wilderness? Don't y'all fool me now, but anyone in here has ever had a wilderness experience and you're just praising God that you came out the other side and you still have your joy, you still have your praise. It's been hard, but you made it. Ooh. Tell somebody, I came through it. Came through it. So don't fool yourself. The question has never been if you will go through something. It is when and how will you deal with it when you are going through it. It is important to know that our trials and our struggles. Listen to this. All of the young people under the sound of my voice, it is important to know that your trials and your struggles, they are not your destination. Ooh, I'm preaching to somebody. Help me encourage somebody. Say, you are not what you are going through. The devil is a liar. You are not, don't even call yourself broke. Say, I'm short on cash. Broke is a definition of who you are. No, I ain't broke. I just don't have the money right now. Okay. Ooh, I don't have it right now because your struggles, your situation, is not your destination. We've got faith enough to believe that God won't allow us to stay in the shape that we're in because the potter wants to put us back together again. Ooh, your struggles your trials, they're just things that you are going through. They are a part of the process. Someone say the process that will eventually work out for your good. I'm not just talking jumbo. This is not where the preacher just up there throwing flattery words just to make people feel good. I am a living witness. In fact, one good thing about coming to church is that you see witnesses of people who have gone through something. Don't fool me now, but I need about 100 witnesses who's ever come through something and you came through it and God gave you the strength. Look around. Woo. Sometimes you don't look for the second time. David writes this important passage in the Psalms. He says, I was depressed and I was despondent when I saw the wicked grow and spread like a native tree. King James called it the Green Bay tree, Brother Conwell. I spread like the Green Bay tree. But David said, but I looked again and they had withered and fallen away. Oh, y'all help me preach this and tell somebody, keep looking. Keep looking, because the folk that you think look good today may not even be around tomorrow. Keep looking. Because the folk who talk all that yang yang today may not even be up here tomorrow. Keep looking. Because the God I serve will make a way somehow. Keep looking. Because God has not given up on you. Your best is still yet to come. We've got to trust that the God we serve is able to carry us through whatever we are going through. I sincerely believe, and you've heard me preach this for the past 30 years, that God will never bring us to anything that he does not intend to bring us through it. If you are facing it, it is because God already knows that you can come through it. Oh, somebody just caught up. Somebody just gave God a praise. You've got to stop sitting there being depressed over what you are going through. And you have to learn how to praise God for what is yet to come, because God's got something with your name on it, and it's called deliverance. Can I preach? It is called healing. God is going to do it. Listen, as we transition for the next few moments to this incredible text that is found in the book of Isaiah. The book of Isaiah is one of the most unique books in all of the Bible. It is a book that is literally divided into two parts. Chapters 1 and through 39, the prophet Isaiah talks in the present. He reminds them, he blesses them, Dr. Sherrill, of what they are currently going through. And he reminds them that they serve a God who understands their trials and their tribulation. But then something unique happens starting in chapter 40. From chapter 40 to the end of the book of Isaiah, you've heard me preach this and put it in context before, it shifts. God says, I am not just talking about what you're going through, but I am going to talk about what is coming your way. But I'm not just talking about the good things that are coming your way. I am going to even outline for you the trials, the calamities, the troubles that are coming your way. In other words, he says, I just want you to know that things are about to shift and it's about to get worse for you. But hold on, because it's not over until God says it is over. Oh, Isaiah chapter 40, beginning in verse 28. Has thou not known? Has thou not heard that the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Tell somebody, just hang in there. don't give up at the beginning of trouble. You have to have enough faith in God that God is going to bring you through whatever you are going through. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Isaiah talks about the phenomenal things that God will do. But then in chapter 43 of the book of Isaiah, we have a powerful message of God's hope and restoration written to encourage the people of God what would be and what is and what they were going through a challenging time. But God reminds them things are about to get worse. But only God sends you an assurance before you get into it. I'll deal with that towards the end of the message. God says, now the enemy is coming. Sometimes God has to take us through worse so that we can appreciate better. Some of you, the only way you would ever appreciate how great God is that you have to lose some things. You have to bump your hard head sometimes. You have to go through things. But God said, I've got to take you through stuff. I've got to use people to take things away from you to force you to get on your knees. Can I just be honest? Some of us would have never prayed if God had not knocked us down. The only reason we found ourselves on our knees is because our backs were against the wall. God says, I use those calamities, I use those struggles and hardships to position you in a place where I can bless you. Woo! Somebody just caught it. I've got to hurry up because we got a 1:30 homegoing service. But look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, sometimes God is positioning you so that he could bless you. Do not despise your trials and your tribulation, but the only way God can give you what he has for you is to position you to receive what God has for you. All I need is about 50 folk with enough faith to declare to God right now, position me, Lord. Who am I preaching to? Somebody ought to have enough faith. Say, Lord, however you want to do it, have your way, Lord. Move however you want to do it. And so Isaiah in chapter 43 uses this to talk to the people of God concerning their future. God wanted them to know that he would deliver them from their trials and suffering that was to come. Somebody just caught it. Isaiah assures them that they will survive all that they are going through and all that will come their way. Sometimes you have to praise God on credit. Sometimes you have to praise God before you see the miracle. Preach, Pastor Jackson. Anyone can praise God when things go your way. But is there anybody in the house who can help me praise God for the things that God is about to deliver you out of? Tell your neighbor, not out yet, but I'm still praising God. Is there anybody know how to put a good praise on a bad day and on a bad situation? Well, y'all got the next 30 seconds to think of the goodness of God and all that he's going to do for you, and find your way to open your look at somebody and say, neighbor, I still believe that God is good. I don't have to see it yet, but I still believe, woo, that God is good. I need a few old-time saints to help me put a praise over the fact that what is to come is better than what I'm going through now, and say, I still believe. Look at somebody and say, neighbor, God said, you will survive this. Don't y'all make me breathe. Look at somebody and say, neighbor, God said, you will survive this. And anyone that know I am going to survive this, you all gotta pray. In the balcony, Allen University, deacons and ministers, put your hands right here and say, I will survive this. Woo! Yes, you will. Yes, you will. Yes, you. Yes, you. I'm coming out of this. Coming through this, I am coming out of this. I am coming through this. Woo. Look at one more testimony. Find you a praise partner and say, neighbor, I guarantee you, when I come through this, I won't look like what I've been through. Sister Barbara, you coming through this. You're coming. Can I preach? May I preach? Somebody throw your head back and say, Lord, I'm coming through. Woo. Do me a favor. Cross the aisle. Wave at two people. And say, you're coming through this. You will survive this. You're coming through. You will survive. You're coming through. You will survive. Get you a praise partner and say, don't wait until the battle is over. Praise God right now. Right now. Right now. Hold on, hold on. Tell your neighbor, neighbor, this next praise is for my future deliverance. For my next blessing. For my next. Oh, yeah. Woo! Coming through. Coming through. Wave at somebody. Say, get ready. Get ready. Your next blessing is much greater than anything you have ever gone. Woo, y'all. Let me I tried to tell Pastor Matt to give me a little more time, but let me preach this. Let me preach this, okay? Woo! Go ahead, Brother Junior. Woo! Oh, y'all, do me a favor. Just think of one thing that you are currently going through that you are declaring and decreeing that God is going to bring you through it, regardless of how it may seem now. And give me a... go three insights from the text. Woo. Three insights from the text. I feel something up in my Holy Ghost soul. Listen. I may be a preacher now, I may be a state senator and all of that, but there was a time I was at rock bottom, I didn't know how I would make it. I am, what you are looking at now is a refined testimony. Not fine, but refined testimony. In other words, God took something that was messed up and made something out of it because I trust that God would do it. Three things I want to leave you from the text. Number one is this. We must first remember whose we are. Look at somebody and say, you need to remember whose you are. I told the church this morning, I don't know about you, but I've encountered people who get up all in my face. Do you know who I am? Do you know who you are talking to? I was a dead end, up in it, like they got some kind of authority. And I just want to say, do you know whose I am? You may know who you are, but I know whose. Woo! Look at your neighbor and say, do you know whose I am? Do you know who I belong to? I'm a child of God. I'm a child of the living God. I'm a son of Jehovah. You are a daughter of Jehovah, son of Jehovah. Listen to what God said in the text. I have called you by name. You are mine. Woo. I have called you by name. You are mine. Here's what God dropped in my spirit when I was putting this message together. He says before God can address our problems, he reminds us of our identity. Ooh. Before you get delivered, you need to know whose you are. And when you are reminded of your identity, when you are reminded that you are a child of God, God's hands are on your life. He has called you by your name. He knows your name. You belong to God. God created us. God redeemed us. He knows our name. And so you can't get your problems solved if you don't know your identity. Problem with many believers is that we've got all kind of messed up, jacked up, mistaken identities, okay? You've got to understand who you are. I am not perfect. I've never claimed to be perfect, but I am redeemed, okay? Woo! Let all the redeemed folks say amen. I am redeemed because I've been washed, woo, by the blood of the Lamb. God created me. God redeemed me, and God knows my name. Here's the second key insight in this text. God will be with us, and note the underlying emphasis, when, not if we go through something. So look at somebody and say, it is a when and not an if. God will be with us when, somebody shout, when we go through. we all in this life will at some point experience something, hardships, setbacks, disappointments, but the promise of God's presence during our trouble is something special. There is something that's called insurance, and then there's something that's called assurance. If y'all give me just 3 minutes to deal with this, insurance is what you buy in case of an accident. Can I preach? Insurance is intended to replace things you have lost, or people you have hurt, or things that have gone wrong on your property or in your life. It's called insurance. State Farm, Nationwide, all other kind of insurance. But then to those of us that are children of the living God, we've got something greater than insurance. Help me preach this. Tell your neighbor, neighbor, I have a blessed assurance. Assurance means a confidence, a guarantee, an assurance that Jesus will work things out. Listen to the songwriter. Blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. Do I have time to preach? Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of his, washed in his blood. This is my. Woo! Look at your neighbor, say, neighbor. Everybody's got a story, but this is my story. This is my story. Anybody glad for your story? This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior. All the day. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I will bless. Anybody got a story? Praising God. Anybody got a story? Lean on somebody and say, this is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. Y'all got 30 seconds to give God a shout of praise for whatever your story. Woo. I don't need insurance when I have assurance. Catch it, somebody. When you got assurance, you know that Jesus will always be with you no matter what you are going through. Clap those hands. Number three, third and final insight. Whew. God has promised. Can somebody say, God has promised that we will come through whatever comes our way. Well, you didn't say it like you mean, but listen, neighbor, God, in fact, in case it's not their God, say, my God has promised that we will come through whatever comes our way. Three times in the text, he uses the word through. Look at what he says. Through deep waters. Can I preach to somebody? Not literally, but figuratively, through deep waters. When you feel overwhelmed, God has already declared that you are coming through this. Through rivers of difficulty. I don't care how difficult things may be, you are coming through this. Through the fire of oppression. Folk can get on your nerve and oppress you all they want, but you are coming through this. Tell somebody, I will survive this. Whatever it is, God said you will survive it. And then finally, stand to your feet all over this place. I want to end with these words. Come on, praise team. Come on. Let's get ready. Put it on the board. I need y'all to help me preach this. Look at somebody. Say, neighbor. Talk to them like you mean it. Say, hey, neighbor. Night will turn into morning. The Bible said, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes. Y'all, I got to get up out of here because I've got to preach again. But joy comes in the morning. I feel it right now. Joy comes in the morning. Grab somebody by the hand and say, excuse me, but I stopped by to tell you your nighttime is going to turn into morning. Tell your neighbor, hang in there. Better days are coming. It's coming, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. You ought to bless somebody. Say, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. Woo! It's coming, it's coming. Yeah, yeah. Thank you, brother. It's coming. Night, night will turn to morning. Look back and say, neighbor, winter will turn to spring, and sadness will turn. It's turning, it's turning, it's turning, it's turning. Do me a favor, it's turning. I haven't done this in a long time, but I want everybody who believes, just turn around one time and say, it's turning. One more time. Get on the devil's nerve and tell your neighbor, neighbor, excuse me, but I need you to turn around one time and say, it's. Where are my praises? Where are my worshipers? God's turning it around. God's turning it around. Night into morning. Winter into spring. Sadness into gladness. Woo! Look at somebody and say, better. Stronger. Better. Stronger. Stronger. Better. Get on the enemy's nerve and say, better. Stronger. Meet me at the altar. Come on, come on. Come look me in the face. Come meet me at the altar. If you want God to turn your situation, meet me at the altar. Pastor Jackson, better, stronger, better, stronger. Come on. I want the whole football.
football team to come. I want to touch, I want to pray over all of y'all. Better. Touch and agree. Grab your neighbor by the hand and say, neighbor, when I come out of this, I am going to be better. I'm coming out stronger. I'm coming out better. Just 30 more seconds. Open your mouth. Declare it. Declare it. Declare better. Declare stronger. Put a word on it. Put a word on it. You will come through this when you go through. Woo. In fact, the word through means that you won't get stuck there. Who am I preaching to? I got to go, but just look at somebody and say, neighbor, I have no intentions of getting stuck there. I'm coming through this. I'm coming through this. When you come through. Listen, listen. Richard Smallwood wrote this powerful song. And the only way we can come through better and stronger is that we've got to trust God. Lean not into thy own understandings, but in all of thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. To these wonderful students from Allen University, Deacon Jay Whitmore, I know you're proud of him as a proud graduate. Amen. Allen University, you can come through stronger and better, but you've got to trust God. Listen to the words of the song. I will be with you, God says, if you only trust me. How many of you want to be better and stronger? Can I raise both of my hands? God says, I'll never leave you. I'll never leave you if you will only trust me. I am that I am. I have all power. I will deliver. If you would only trust me. Four words makes up the subject today. When you go through. Ooh, it's not even an if you're going through it. God says you're coming through it. When you go through it. God has already seen your future. God has declared that you are coming through this. Come on, team. If we would only. Yeah. I will be with you. Listen.
I will be with you.
Thank you, choir. You sound great. I will. I'm hearing God say, trust me.
Trust me.
Not in yourselves, but trust me.
Trust me.
I'll never leave you. That is a blessed assurance that God will never leave you. I will. Lord, speak to us, Lord. Trust. God is speaking to you right now. Trust me. From the top, I'll never leave you. Come on.
I'll never leave you.
I'll never. One more time, I'll never. If you will only,
if you will only trust me.
I'm hearing God say, trust me.
Trust me.
Trust me.
Trust me.
I hear it is, I'll fight your battle. I'm hearing God speak to somebody right now. I'll fight your battle. You don't have to fight this fight. I'll fight your battle.
I'll fight your battle.
If you
will
trust me. Come on and trust me. Now everybody open your mouth. God say, I am. Woo! I am. Thank you, Lord. Trust me. One more time. I'm hearing God say, I am.
I am.
I am. I will deliver. Anybody know you? You gotta trust him.
Trust me.
Yeah, trust me. Everybody with uplifted hands. The word says, when you go through. It didn't say we may go through, but when we go through, just look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, we're gonna all have to go through. Tell them, but all we gotta do is trust God. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you. When we go through, God, we know that you're there with us. When we go through, God, we know that you'll never leave us. When we go through, we know that you'll fight our battle.
And just like David said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. God, we got to know that it's only a walk through the valley. And surely goodness and mercy will follow us, God. As we go through, we have some things that's following us, God. We thank you for goodness, God, that's following us. We thank you for mercy that's following us as we go through, because we know that you'll never leave us and you'll never forsake us. Now, God, remember the prayer request at the altar. We pray now, God, for those that are sick. We pray for those that need deliverance. We pray for those that need salvation. God, we pray for the football team of Allen University. We pray that they have a successful season. God, we say no weapon formed against them will prosper, God. We pray for success, God, and whatever they put.
You've been listening to the worship services of the Bible Way Church of Atlas Road, where Daryl Jackson is our pastor. Our worship services are open to all at 2440 Atlas Road in Columbia, South Carolina, just off I-77 between Shop and Bluff Roads. We will continue to air our services here on the radio. We're also streaming live on our website, bwcar.org, or on Facebook at Bible Way Church of Atlas Road, and now on YouTube. Our streaming services are available live on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 11 a.m., and on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. If you've missed any of our services and would like to watch them again, you can get them on demand on any of our social media channels. We invite you to stay in spiritual fellowship with us. To place your order for CD or DVD of today's message entitled, When You Go Through, please call us at 803-776-1238, reference sermon number 080926. Again, the number is 803-776-1238, sermon number 080926. August is Children and Youth Month at Bible Way, and the theme for the month is big, being intentionally grateful, based on Colossians chapter 3, verse 15. All services are open to the youth of the church and the community. To see a complete list of activities for the month of August, please visit bwcar.org. Sunday, August 23rd is Children and Youth Month at Bible Way. This will be an inspiring and uplifting celebration as we honor our amazing children and youth who boldly share their love for Christ. Join us for two dynamic worship experiences featuring Minister Courtney Jackson at 8 and Kershawn Guest at 11 a.m. Bring your entire family to Bible Way for Children and Youth Day on Sunday, August 23rd. We praise God for the testimonies of those who have received Christ and now have a deeper relationship with God as a result of this ministry. To sow a financial seed into this ministry, you can give online by checking the link on our website at bwcar.org, or you can give right from your mobile phone by texting BWCAR and your giving amount to 73256. That's 73256. You can also mail your gift to Bible Way Church of Atlas Road, Post Office Box 90309, Columbia, South Carolina 29290. Please don't mail cash. Financial donations are being accepted at the church on Tuesdays from 12 noon until 6 p.m. Thank you for your continued support of this ministry. At Bible Way, our mission is to know God, to love, and to serve.